Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni daf Lamed Dalet. Maaser Sheni Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, discussing different levels of value, and one is allowed to, as the Mishnah said in yesterday's daf, if somebody brings Maaser Sheni from one place to another place, you are allowed to redeem it based on the lower value. That's if you came to a place with a lower value, one does not have to worry or redeem it based on where it was, right? You go by Sha'ar Makoma. You go by where it is. And the Mefarshim quoted the Gemara in Erechin, Ein La Hekdish Ella Shaita, right? The Bar Afolda quoted that in the middle of Lama Gimel on the base. Erechin Perak Vav Mishnah Hey, Ein La Hekdish Ella Shaita. When you redeem Hekdish, you don't have to worry about what it was and if it's worth more in another place. And we always have the highest standards for Hekdish. You might say Hekdish. It's easiest to get something into Hekdish. And we're always worried about Hekdesh. Hekdesh always wins. But still, Ein LaHekdesh El Makomo V'Shaito, the Mishnah says, so that's where you go by. And we said that's what applies to Maaser Sheni as well, wherever you're going to redeem it. We even said if the value goes up or down in the place where you are. That was the last price that we had. Bein B'Yoker V'Huzlu, Bein B'Zol V'Hukru. Right? That the price fluctuated in that place. Still, it doesn't matter. You can go buy the cheaper one, right? Why is that? Because after all, the Gemara quoted, it's covered by the Chomesh anyway. And the Chomesh, in a sense, is voluntary because you could get out of it. You could be Marim and get somebody else to pay the Chomesh, not pay the Chomesh, redeem for you, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay the Chomesh. So therefore, we have that Kula. Good, so we're up to Tani, but just one other Hara, that I mentioned, a place where we find in Makom, in the Hekdesh El Shaito, the Ramban takes that principle, we mention this every couple of weeks, takes that principle and uses it in another context in Masechta Shabbos. We know the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos that for a bris milah on Shabbos, one is allowed to do everything. One could do whatever one needs for the milah itself. We paskin that machshirei milah or not docha Shabbos. Machlokas Tanaim at the beginning of the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos. The machshirei milah not docha Shabbos, but the milah itself is docha Shabbos, and that's why. If there is a milah bismana, one does it on Shabbos. In the days of old, in the days of the Mishnah, they used to warm up hot water in order to be able to wash the baby before or after the bris, when that was considered the science of the times, and sakana if one didn't wash the baby. So let's say if there was a bris milah on Shabbos, they used to warm up the water before Shabbos to have it ready for Shabbos morning for the bris milah. What happens if the water spilled out? What's called ishtapeh chamimeh. If the water spilled out before the bris, so now what? You wash the baby, and now the baby is ready to get bris milah. But, you know, if the bris milah is performed, then the baby is going to be besakana, and you're going to have to warm up hot water in order to wash the baby. So everybody agrees if the bris milah was done, nobody asked the shayla, then you can warm up hot water, the baby is now besakana. But what happens beforehand? If you didn't do the bris, and you know, it's called Knisa L'Matzav Shel Duchias Yisurin. Are you allowed? And this isn't one of those examples. Oh, just be Machmir. Be Machmir. Every Chumr is a Kula. Be Machmir and do the Mila. Then you're putting yourself into a situation of Sakana. Be Machmir and not do the Mila. Then you're pushing off a Bris Mila. The Rambam Ravid about your Chayav Kares. Maybe every second that you don't have Bris Mila after the time. So what's the Halacha? So this is the Ramban. Right? The Ran summarizes this Machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. On Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, in the Daf Yarif, the Baal Amor says you push off the Mila. Push off the Mila. Rabban says, up to the Baal Amor, to call Hecha Dishtapech Chamimei Debusser Mila, Mikami Mila. If the water that you can use for washing after the Mila spills out before the Mila, Tidche Mila. The Mila is pushed off. The Chain Das HaRashba. He quotes the Rashba also. And you bring a Raya from the Gemara in the first parak of Beitza, where it talks about what you're allowed to do on Yantif for Ochal Nefesh, but the Ran quotes the Ramban, who says, no, you don't push it off. He started off by having the question. Right now, you have a bris milah to do. Don't worry about the future. Think about the focus right now. The Ramban says, you're allowed to do the milah. Why? Here's our key. She'ein le mitzvah ela shaita. That's not what Chazal say. Chazal say ein lehekdash ela shaita. The Ramban extended that to say ein lemitzvah ela shaita. And therefore, you look at it right now, just like our Gemara, Maaser Sheni, it's determining the value right now for Bris Mila. You look at the situation right now. Ein lemitzvah ela shaita. Vein dochen es amila. Bebreishin it's tarech acharkach litchos as a Shabbos. The basarachi bikoach nefesh the dachilei. Later on, bikoach nefesh v'lo machshir emila. Later on, that's not called machshir emila, a preparatory stage that you should have done. No, it's Bris Mila. And therefore, one is allowed to do it. This Machlokas Balamar Ramban has a lot of many ramifications. Again, many say it's connected, but it doesn't have to be actually connected. Some of the Achronish or Sugyas that come up relating to this is the Machlokas Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, that the later Achronim quote whether if somebody's in jail and one can get out of jail in one day a year. So what does one do? The Radvaz says, first, the questioner, the Radvaz says, first said maybe Yom Kippur, because that's a special day. And then somebody says Purim, because of Pirsumei Nisa. And the Radvaz says, Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, get out the first day that you can. First day you can, you get out to do mitzvahs. And some connect that to, you know, you worry about right now, you focus on the here and the now, the present, not the future. Maybe that's like the Ramban. Well, the Chacham Tzvi says, no, you have to wait and evaluate and see what would be the best way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not right away. The Stechemed discusses a discussion in the Achronim, Stechemed, the rabbi in Chevron, before he was in Europe, whether a person is ill and the doctor says he can fast once a month, and once he fasts once a month, he can't fast again because of Bikuach Nefesh. So he wakes up the day after Rosh Hashanah and it's Tzom Gedaliah. Does he fast on Tzom Gedaliah knowing that if he fasts on Tzom Gedaliah, he will not be able to fast a week later on Yom Kippur? Or do you say, no, you wait. You wait and say, no, Yom Kippur is Daraisa, Yom Kippur is Mitzvahs Inui, so you eat on Tzom Gedaliah. You have the long-term, short-term. See, he says, maybe this is Tali. Says the Chacham, says the Stechemen. Maybe this is Tali on the Machlokas Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Maybe this is Tali on the Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban. He ends up saying that, no, maybe not. Everybody would agree here in one direction or the other. First he says, maybe everybody would agree here that you don't eat on Tzom Gedaliah. You don't eat on Tzom Gedaliah because Hashem could heal us. Who knows what's going to be in a week? You right now, today, you have a fast. You have to fast. So maybe everybody would agree that you would eat. Or maybe everybody would agree you wouldn't eat, because Daraisa to Rabbanon, it's no comparison. Other discussion. One final case, and then we'll continue the discussion. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that he was asked by Rav Huttner, I think in the 1950s, that there was somebody who had a contagious illness. And he was going to be quarantined in the hospital, and everything that he brings into the hospital would have to be burned at the end of his stay. He would not be able to take it out because of the danger. Is he allowed to bring in his tefillin for a month, so that he could at least wear tefillin for a month, knowing that after the month, the tefillin will be destroyed? So that was the shaila that was brought to Rav Moshe. He has pages about this. So maybe this is Balamar Ramban. Ramban would say, Ein lemitzvah l'shaita. Right now, you do the mitzvah, don't worry about the future. And then the Balamar would say, no. So a number of Achronim, Rav Asher Weiss writes this about this in his Sefer on Masechta Shabbos and others. They all say that it seems that in that case, everybody would agree you cannot bring in the tefillin because the Isra of Ibud Hashem is result oriented, and maybe bringing it in is already considered the first step of destroying Hashem's name. So most Achronim in that case did not allow the tefillin to be brought in. But again, this is all focused on the Balamar Ramban and that Ramban's Lashon of Ein LeMitzvah Ela Shaita. Okay, we continue. Tani, Lama Gimla Bez on the bottom. Tani, Abba Chilfi. We skip that word. Abba Chilfi, Bar Kirya, Amar, Bamed, Vermamurim. When do you say that if you move Maaser Sheni fruit, you go by the place where you are in order to be poted that value, Bavadai? If you have Paris Maaser Sheni, Vadai. Avo Bidmai. But if you have Paris Maaser Sheni that were Dmai, Bain Biyokar Vahuzlu, Bain Bizol Vahukru. Whether they went up or down, you came to a place with a higher or lower, Mokra Bizol. You're allowed to go by the lower price. If I have Maaser Sheni fruit that were worth more in a different place, I came to worth less at a certain place, and I came to a more expensive place, I'm allowed to change the money. Change the kedusha on the money in the lower place. I'm allowed to do that. Look at the Ras Sirlio, but the second to last line, Vitaima, Didmai Durabanan, Hikilu Afmanazol Makama Yoker. Right? Because it's Durabanan, we said that one can be Mako. Lama. So now the Gemara says, well, exactly is there a lumdus of why you're allowed to go by the cheaper in this situation by Tamai. Yes, we say, okay, Tamai is the Rabbanan and the Rav Amir is Ma'asrin Heim and we're Mekel, but maybe there's a Lumbus. Two suggestions. Number one, Mishum Shen Nira Lihimacher Bezol, because once it was once at a place of Zol, that's it, that determines. Because it used to be at a place, it originally was at a place of Zol, of inexpensive state, so that's why you always go by that. O Mishum, or we go by the Graz Gerasa, Shehu Yachol Lahachzir Olam Koma. Or do you say because you could just return it there and then go by that price anyway? So we don't make you return it, but because you can return it there and go back, so we give you the right, the kula, to be able to go by that. The Vilna Gaon says it's A or A and B, right? It's a little of both. So it's the Gra. If you look in the Bira Gra, it was once there. He has an ata because you can return it now. It's ki'ilu, it's there. It's ki'ilu, it's there. Kiva shahaya hasam, because it was there. It was there and you could return it there. So it's ke'ilu, that's why you're allowed to have that kula. So that's the question of the Gemara. Is it when it goes to the cheaper, when it goes from the cheaper place to the more expensive place? So are you allowed to go by the cheaper place because it was there or because you could return it there now? So my nafag mi b'neon, ask the Gemara, my nafag mina, hare ho kiru mekomo. What happens if the original place is no longer cheaper? The original place now is just as expensive as the new place. So in Tamar Mishum Shehu Yachol Lachzir Olam Komo, if you say it's because you could return it to that place, Hariyakibu, you can't. Or you can't. You go back to that place, it's more expensive. So according to that day, according to that Svara, the second Svara, you would have to pay the higher price. You would have to be Mechalel for the higher price. In Tamar Mishum Shin Nirali Macher Bezol, but if it's because it originally had that spot, Afilu Kein Nirali Macher Bezol. Here that it was originally there, so that would be good enough, and one would be able to go by the lower price. So that's the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara, according to some Mefarshim, answers the question with the following story. Kehada, like the following, Reb Chiya Barva Havi Baromi. Reb Chiya Barva was in Rome. We have a number of stories of Rome, of the great rabbis in Rome, the Tanoim, Amoram, one of the most fascinating ones is Mi'ilo Yudzayin in the Bavli. It has to be the Bavli. There's no Yerushalmi on Kachim. So Mi'ilo Yudzayin, that's the case where Rosh Hashanah was going to try to be Mevatel the Gzeira. And there was a Gzeira against Shabbos and Bris Mila, and they closed the Boel Nidas. Remember that story? I think it was a Reuben ben Sterobli first was able to infiltrate, and he discussed and logically he said, "Hey, if you want them just to make more money, less money, so don't let them work on Shabbos. Great idea, you know, because they work a less day. You want them to be strong or weak. Oh, so let them have Bris Mila, so they have surgery." So he goes through all of them, and then amazingly, the Gemara says, and then they found out he was Jewish. They reenacted what they had abolished. Which is fascinating because it was a good svara. It was a great svara to get rid of the Xeris, and yet pure anti-Semitism. So they put it back together, even though it didn't make sense. But then the Gemara says that they went to Rome eventually. Remember on the way, Hashem Yechai, davened, and there was a shade, there was a demon that said, "Can I help you out?" And he said, "Oi, a demon, you know, a Hagar, the maidservant of Avraham, you know, so Malachi, but I get to see a demon, but Yavo HaYeshua Me'efo She Yavo." So, the demon helped, the demon possessed the daughter of the Caesar, and then he went and exercised it from the Caesar, and he said, "Do it and go wherever you wanted in my treasure house," and he went in and he found the Xera, and he found the decree, and he ripped it up. But when they were there, he and the, he went in, and he found the curtain of the paroches, and they said, "Oh, you know, the paroches," they saw it had dam on it. And he said, "When I was Rome," rather than machlokas, about whether you the dam touches the curtain or falls in front of the curtain. So that was one of the stories of Rome. He said, "When I was in Rome, I happened to see that." Okay, that was the discussion in Me'ilo Yudzayin. But anyway, this story happened in Rome. So let's see. So Kadar b'chiyah bar v'havi baromi v'chamten mefarkin ilin niklosia. They had dates from Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's only the mitzvah satulias baretz. So they saw in Rome they had these fancy dates, Nicolusia, maybe related to Nicholas. Nicholas dates dahacha here from here. The dates of Eretz Yisrael, tam on there, and they were redeeming them. How did they get there? Maybe non-Jewish exporters. We don't know. Kisha'ara dahacha. And they were redeeming them there, like the sha'ar, like the price of here, right? These dates were much cheaper in Eretz Yisrael because that's where they were from. And there was a much higher supply, right? The Marafola says, min tamarim chashuvin, right? A very chashuv type of date. Upado san bezol, kamo be'ez nesiyasu mikan. And they were redeemed it in the same level. And Amar manda horulan. And I said, who allowed you to do this? That you're allowed to go by the lower rate. Chilfi bar kirvuya orilan. It was the chilfi. Chilfi bar kirvuya. The today's daf started. Tana abba chilfi bar kirvuya. He started, meaning he allowed that. And, to just add in this detail, and when they did that, they had no idea what the rate was in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael. They had no, it could be that the rate went up. Could be that the rate went up, and yet they allowed going by the lower one. So it must be tzad echad, not tzad beis. It must be that it's only because nira limacher bezol, and not because she yachalach zero lemkomo, because we just said, if the reason is yachalach zero lemkomo, then maybe if it went hokiro mikomo, if it went back up in the original, so then you wouldn't be able to rely on that kula. So the fact they did this without even knowing, it's a raya to the first sad, right? To the first sad of Nira, lihimacher bizal. Okay, we continue. Tani, says the Brisa, mistaker hu adam ad shekel. A person can, when they redeem, can make a little by the exchange. Give him a stock air, who had the mat shekel, up until a shekel, he could make some money. Okay, that, an example of that is not given in the Gemara, but the next line, mistaker who had the mat revius. A person could use the exchange up until a revius, a quarter of what hechavidus. The Gemara gives one example. One example of a person, there's two different places where there's an exchange rate of money. Exchange rate of money. So there's two places. There's Yerushalayim and there's Arbel. Is this the Arbel from up north that we know? Anita Harbeli? Unclear, but the place Arbel, the Marafolda says, Shem Makomu. So what happens? Hechavidus. Dinar Hacha betrayin alfin. You have a gold dinar here. In Yerushalayim, the gold dinar could betray an alfin, could be exchanged for 2,000 prutos. Right, that's the exchange rate. Uba Arbel, and in Arbel, betray an alfin valakan. It's for 2,000, and a lakan is 32 prutos. So 2,000 and 32 prutos. So in Yerushalayim, the exchange rate would be for 2,000, and Arbel in 2,032. And let's say somebody has 250, right? 250 dinars to exchange into prutos. So you do the math. 250 times 2,000, 250 times 2,032. The who and the buyer, boy meitan chabishim ribo meso. The buyer offers to give the lower rate. He's an Arabel, and he's going to give the lower rate of 2,000 instead of 2,032. He's going to give the lower rate to the seller, so to speak. Again, it's not a seller and a buyer you're exchanging, but the seller of this dinar. He offers him to give him the lower rate, the Yerushalayim rate, umesik, but also have the bother of bringing it up to Yerushalayim and the responsibility of bringing it up to Yerushalayim. And he's able to give the Yav Lehacha betrayin alfin v'chamshin ribo. He's offering to give, chamshin ribo was 500,000, which would be 2,000 times 250. But he's also offering to give train alfin an extra 2,000. What's the extra 2,000? Really, yeah, he'd have to give an extra 8,000. Because how much, if you go by the Arabel 2,032 times 250, you have 250 dinarim, he should have to pay 508,000. But he's offering to pay 500,000 plus an extra 2,000 for the ability to be able to take it to Yerushalayim. But if you see what the 2,000, the extra 2,000 is a quarter of the difference between the where he is and where he's going, right? It would have been 2,000, could have been 500,000 and to 508,000. He should have to give 508,000. That's the exact parallel. That's how much it's worth in Arabel. But he's offering to say, give 500,000 and an extra 2,000 for the ability to be able to take it, as long as he's going to be responsible for the prutos, because you're not supposed to switch the prutos outside of Yerushalayim. We learned that earlier in a Mishnah. So that's an example. It's an example of a person who can be mistaker ad revius, a quarter. This is allowed. Why isn't this considered a violation of the first Mishnah? The first Mishnah in the Masechta, if you remember, back a month ago, that you're not allowed to do business with Maaser Sheni. Right? The first Mishnah starts off, Maaser Sheni Ein mochrin oso, ve'ein memashkin oso, ve'ein machlifin oso. V'lo shokin kenegda, right? It's a bizayin, you can't use it for any business. So, mistama, this has to be looked at separate transactions. Really, he would be going by the lower rate, and that's it. Right? As we saw, you're allowed to go by the lower rate for chilul. So he's giving him the rate of 2,000 instead of 2,032, and that's it. He's giving him 500,000 when he has 250 dinarim. So he's giving him 500,000. The extra 2,000 instead of the 8,000, that's a separate transaction, and therefore that's not be considered doing business with Ma'aser Sheni. So, a little math that comes up here on the bottom of Amud Dalet Amud Aleph. Tini. Okay, more halachos related to rules of dealing with the pidyon of Ma'aser Sheni. Tini. Ein poden Ma'aser Sheni l'shem Sheni elo l'shem chulin. When you're poden Ma'aser Sheni, let's say you are learned in the Mishnah that you don't know exactly how much it costs, so you're estimating. So you're estimating, and you have people come, one or three. Don't say it's Ma'aser Sheni. Say you just want to know the value of these fruit. Don't say it's Ma'aser Sheni because that's a zilzil. That's like doing business with it. Just say how much is this worth. If you call it Ma'aser Sheni, that's a mizalzel in how it's being treated. So just say l'shem chulin, right? Where the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says when you're poda it, k'shabal liftos Ma'aser Sheni al pi eid echad lo yomer lo kama shavin peiros Ma'aser Sheni elu. Don't say how much are these Ma'aser Sheni fruit worth. Be sure the Ma'aser Sheni dama p'chusin. Because he not only says it's a zilzil, like the Mara Fulda said, but he's going to get less money for it. Why? That's not a real value. That's not a real value, because you're going to have to eat it in Yerushalayim, so there's less demand for it. Who wants to schlep it up? So that is why when you ask, when you have this estimation, just say it is chulin. Don't say it is Ma'aser Sheni. The Rambam quotes this in Ma'aser Sheni, Dalid. The Rambam says, just find it here, Dalid. Kishapodena Meiser, a podenos aloshem Meiser aloshem chulin. Va'omrin, kama shavin peros chulin elu. V'yafal pisha kol yodeshe Meiser. We'll get that in a second. Even if everybody knows what it is, kadishli is bazit. Don't say it. Don't say it. That's number one. Look in the Gilyone Ashas here. Also, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses depidyon Meiser sheni huksas zilusa. Because after all, the pidyon of Ma'aser Sheni is a little zilzol to whom miyut b'kedushaso. When you have Ma'aser Sheni fruit to Ma'aser Sheni money, it's a little zilzol. Da kesef to kedusha shnia kalisha kedushase. Because the money, which is second level kedusha, is a little weaker mikedusha rishona. It's a little weaker, and therefore it's a little zilzol that is happening when you transfer. So you don't want to say it's beferish. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Shaul boy hagatzmacha, right? Even we said that you're not allowed to mention the Ma'aser Sheni. Shahayu akol yodin bo shu sheni. What if everybody knows? What if everybody knows the Ma'aser Sheni? You shouldn't still mention it. Answer, afilu kein. Right? Even so, right? Lo plug, we shouldn't mention it, and that's the Rambam's lashon. Rambam's lashon is afal pi shakol yodin shei Ma'aser. So this kind of fits in better to the zilzul reason, because even everybody knows saying it is still a zilzer. Chaim Kanievsky's idea that you're going to get less price for a Ma'aser Sheni product, you know, that doesn't make such a difference. But you can still say, even if the reason doesn't apply, and everybody knows, still, this is how you treat it. Tani, another halacha, ein podin Ma'aser Sheni, ela b'min almino. We know that generally Ma'aser Sheni, the fruit is switched onto or money, you bring that money up to your Yerushalayim, but one is allowed to bring the food, to switch the Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha onto other food. The Rambam says it's beferish. We learned elsewhere, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Im chilo Ma'aser shave mana al shave pruta mi peros acheros, hareze mechulo, v'sorif es aperos shechilo aleim kedei shlo yitakal acherim, that's bezman hazeh. But it can work. So the Gemara here says you should only do it on min bamino, on the same type of food. Why? Probably mostly because of a chashash of a miscalculation. Apples and pears, and do it on the same type. Delokein ma'an amrin. 1 second. Without this halacha, what would I have said? What's the chiddush of this brisa? Podim and achitim alasorim and asorim alachitim. What? You could do barley onto wheat and wheat onto barley? No, of course you know you can't do that. Unclear exactly why you would know, of course, you can't do that. Maybe because obviously it's hard to calculate exactly, but the Gemara says, you know that. L'chein tzricha, no, the chiddush is afilu min ha'igru al ha'shamtis, or min ha'shamtis al ha'igru, even white wheat for red wheat, and red wheat for white wheat. If you have just switched the types of wheat, that also is something that is not allowed. Amar, and that you have to do mamish min almino, the actual min almino. Amar Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Hayelokeach Kishurin Bakuros Lamalchus. Rabbi used to buy cucumbers, Bakuros, the early ripening cucumbers, right? The Marafolda, Osan Shadis Bashlo Tchila, Shishchilolis Baker. He used to send that Lamalchus. For the Malchus, getting it ready for the one to give it as a present. What did he do? Before it was ripe. The Koveya Maisher Sheni Shalahan al Kalokas Focus. And he designated from every cucumber before they were cut, right? By he said, right near the stem, that's where the Maisher Sheni is going to be. That's the little section, that's where it's going to be. Ra'osan Kiloi Chatuchas. And eventually when they ripe it, he just cut off that spot. And it was, and he gave those to the Malchus. That's where it was going to be from, right? And the when he was poed to them, that's the value that he took. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ukshpalif dosan lo ayim mishar kama shava hapri v'nosin l'maaser chelak acham yasara. He didn't say, okay, how much how do you usually do that, Maaser Sheni? How much are all the cucumbers worth? And take 10%. Take 10% after, you know, take a truma on. No, what did he do? He just took those misharon ki iluin chatuchos chelak amaiser sheni mehen sheh chatuchos, just that piece next to the stem. How much is that worth? And he used to give that as the maaser sheni. That's what Rebbe used to do. And the Gemara wonders how was he able to do this. Let's just finish the section. Rebbe Yochanan boy shlemos v'atar chatuchos. Rebbe Yochanan says no shlemos. You have to give 10% of the whole thing. That's how you figure out Maaser Sheni. You're saying Chatuchos? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rebbe, what are you doing? So Amar Rabbi Yona, V'yaus. Rabbi Yona says, V'yaus. I agree with Rabbi Yochanan's calculation. Ilushnayim shayushu tafim bekishas achas. Let's say there were two people that were partners in a cucumber. One of them had one portion, one of them had nine portions. And then Shemahu Omer lo tol chalkachav ani chalki. Do they have to split it up? Split up the cucumber in one part and 90%, it's going to go bad. They want to keep it together. They wanted to keep it together, right? Then the Rebbe didn't want to cut it and separate it off because it wouldn't be ro'i to give as a present if it wasn't a whole cucumber, the Marafolda says. But here, says the Rebbe Yona, I think Rebbe Yochanan's right? Splitting would decrease the value, so you keep it together. Ella, al yedezev, al yedezev nekar b'yoker. You have it all as whole, and you're going to take 10% of the whole. So, ach, yedezev, al yedezev nekar b'yoker. So to hear, that's what you should do, and that's how it's sold better. But that's how you should figure out the Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan did not like what Rebbe did for the Malchus. What Malchus was this? If you look in the Rosh Silio, this is Rebbe of Yudanasi. Which Malchus was he close to? So the Malchus of Rosh Silio says, La Antoninus, Shaya Shomer Mishpitei HaTorah, V'lama Torah Im Rebbe. Right, the shaila is, what is he doing? If he's giving it to the guy, then does he really have to take off Maaser Sheni? Right, you're not planning to eat it. Right, you're giving it to the guy, why would you have to take off the Maaser Sheni, or designate it if you're giving it to the guy? So the Rasilio says, well, maybe Antoninus was wanted to do mitzvahs. Shamer Shomer Mishpatei HaTorah. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. Well, Rebbe learned Torah with him. Remember, that was some amazing stories about Antoninus and Rebbe and the tunnels. Rebbe had a tunnel that he built to go learn with him every day. Havi Nakrasa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. Tavi Ayla Mibesi Lebeis Rebbe Kol Yoma. Right, every day he went and he brought guards and he took care of the guards. A lot of stories. And the Gemara says on Yudaf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph in Avodah Zarah, they were good friends. Antoninus v'Rebbe shelo pasku me'al shulchanim lo chazeres v'lo kishus v'lo tznon. Right, these were not the kishus, kishuin here. Right, the dafka lo basacham lo basak shaman. They had plenty kishuin. So those kishuin, that's also virtu in Avodah Zarah daf Yud Aleph. But again, this is Rebbe Antoninus. So one way to understand is that Rebbe Antoninus wanted to keep Torah, and therefore he did this. The other way is just that, relating to the sugi that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, is there a mitzvah of hafrasha even if you have no plans to eat? Right, that's the question. And here, maybe that's the point. Maybe related to that Taz, and maybe related, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Reish Pei Dalid, Yud Beis, he quotes this Taz, and he thinks it's a Rashi and Mesechas Gittin. He thinks it's Rashi and Mesechas Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. That says Beferish. Mitzvah Safresh is Meiser Lav, Mitzvah Deram Yaleh, Rak Mishul the Tavil. Right, it's not like the Taz. The Taz seems to say in the beginning of Yaradeya that even if you have no plans to eat, it's a mitzvah to mafrish and to designate mitzvah, not just matir, but that's a big chiddush. The Rabbi Kiva Eger on Yaradeya there, in Siman Aleph in Yaradeya, says that he thinks the Magen Avram in Arachayim, in Hilchos Tzitzis, argues on the Taz, right, in the concept of Hafreshes Chala, Mitzvah Matir. But those are two ways to understand why Rebbe did this if he's giving it to the Malfas. Is it because Atanidis kept the Torah and he really wouldn't want to eat Tevel, or because it's a mitzvah, not just a Matir? Okay, we'll have to stop here.